So let's talk about the TikTok ban. Here's why I'm not scared. It's from the very start of building my business, from doing all these things on social media. First of all, I'm a musician, for those of you that don't know. I'm a singer, artist, actor. So I do performance arts. And I originally started my TikTok and all of my other social media, honestly, about 7 years ago. Obviously not TikTok. But I started my social media 7 years ago. And from the very beginning, even before, because I grew a pretty decent sized following on TikTok, and that's where most of my income's coming from right now. However, I'm still not concerned because, one, you know, we all have a little bit of time at least, because doing something this drastic takes time in this country, because we're supposed to have free speech, and that it kind of depends on that. Now, am I happy about it? Absolutely not. I don't think it's right. I am not for it. I am very much against the TikTok ban. However, from the very beginning, when I started all of my social media, I came in with the mindset of, I don't own this. This isn't mine. They can do anything they want at any given moment. It could all go away tomorrow. They could start charging tomorrow. Like, none of this is a surprise to me that it could actually go away. So from the very beginning, I've had this mindset of, this could disappear tomorrow. So because of that, I'm on a bunch of different platforms, not just TikTok. Yes, TikTok is my biggest one, and yes, that's where my biggest source of revenue comes from. So I do have to make some new plans if that happens. However, I've been building from the beginning. I didn't just get lucky. I've actually been building from the beginning. And with this notion in mind that this could possibly all go away tomorrow. And so from the very beginning, I've been building skills like marketing, like writing copy, like having a website, which I don't currently have at the moment, but I know how to put it back up and build it and all that stuff. How to work with people, how to batch, how to do all of these different things. And these are all skills that no matter what platform that I go to, yes, there's going to be an adjustment. Yes, it's not going to be the same as TikTok. I can do it. So even if everything goes away tomorrow, yes, it's going to take some time, but I'll be able to rebuild. It's not going to be an issue. And the other aspect of that is, even if all of social media went away tomorrow, this could take a little bit more time because I don't really have quite the know-how to like easily shift right now between social media and whatever would take social media's place, because there's always going to be something, whether it be magazine print or going back to newspapers or whatever it is. Like, it's going to take some time, it's going to take effort, but I've developed enough skills to know how to transition into that. And this is why I'm not concerned. Because, yeah, obviously it's going to take time. And time is scary when your finances are involved. Or when you're a performer. And having a following is kind of what it depends on. So I'm not saying it's going to be easy. And I'm not saying there aren't scary aspects. But I'm just... First of all, I don't think it's actually going to happen. I'm hoping. I'm going on a walk while I'm talking to you guys, so if I'm a little bit out of breath, that's why. But this is a really important topic, and a lot of people are talking about it right now, and there's a lot of fear around it. And so I wanted to come on and talk about that because it's really necessary. Oh, sorry about the wind. It's really necessary that we don't live our lives in fear, because then we're just going to be constantly filled with worry and anxiety. And believe me, I am not saying this in judgment. I am saying this as a person who has actually been hospitalized for anxiety before. in the past. I've just learned how to manage it. But like the world, it inevitably changes. It's not always going to remain the same. Even if TikTok doesn't disappear tomorrow or in 6 months, 10 years from now, I really doubt that it's going to be in existence. Honestly, the same thing with Facebook and Instagram. And maybe it'll be in existence, but I highly doubt it's going to be like the platform that's kind of irrelevant, probably. That's just the reality of the world that we live in. We live in a world of fast-paced social media and technology that's constantly changing faster than ever before in history. And so when you're building something, you have to build it in mind with anything that you don't own could go away tomorrow. So that's just like the ad revenue that I get on my Facebook Reels, the ad revenue that I get on any of my other videos, the monetization that I get for making videos on TikTok. Anything that's not mine can go away at any given moment. And I am aware of this. It doesn't mean that I'm not concerned, because I absolutely have to get some crap in order and would not be okay if it went away tomorrow. However, like mentally, like I've known from the very beginning of starting all this stuff that this is the reality that we're in, is we do not own this. And TikTok, people, we like, especially as content creators, like we want to grow. And we can get in this habit of being frustrated when our views go down and all of these things. And I'm guilty of it too. But the thing is, TikTok can do whatever it wants. Any social media platform can do whatever it wants, because we don't own it. And the person that owns it gets to decide what they're gonna do. And would I keep using TikTok if it charged me every month? I don't know. That really depends on how much it would charge me. Would everybody keep using it? Honestly, there's so many people using it and it's so valuable. Maybe. But that's the thing. It's like, really, especially as a performing artist, you go where the attention is. Like, it really doesn't matter where that attention is. Because if you think about 15, 20 years ago, the attention was not on social media. Social medias, and like, yes, people were on social media, but people weren't building careers on social media. So it's continuously growing and changing and evolving, and to be able to sustain anything for ourselves, like whether we're trying to grow an audience, we're trying to make a living off of social media, growing our audience or making a living, either one, off of social media, we have to be prepared to change. Especially as performing artists, if you're a fellow performer of any capacity and that's what you want to do with your life, you got to be prepared for change. It comes in an instant. Every single performer goes through it. And honestly, sorry about the background noise, walking right by a park. But every performer goes through a bunch of change, and reputations and careers all change. And if you notice, there are some people who are amazing performers and super popular who didn't get super popular on TikTok because they thought they could just like come on the platform and simply exist, and they didn't get the attention, and now they're falling behind. Whereas like if you look at people like Meghan Trainor, she's done a really good job of actually figuring out the platform and staying relevant. And like, that's just what it is. Like, things change and evolve, and either that's the life you want and you got to be able to be willing to change with it and evolve with it, or you say, you know what, this isn't for me, I'm gonna pick a different road and something that's not going to be so scary. And the reality is, though, it's gonna be hard to find, because the job security doesn't really exist And we're really finding that out now of where we think we still live in the industrial age and we don't. Like, we're seeing now people not being able to retire from their jobs because, sorry, this dude has a full-fledged giant speaker in the middle on his car, but in the middle of the park. It's like, not everybody wants to hear your music, dude. But anyways, so I'm having to go around to avoid it. Walks are so good for my mental health. It's something for me that I like have to do somewhat regularly, at least getting out and walking even just a little bit. It just, oh my gosh, helps me so much. And if you hate walking, don't do it. Do something else. But just getting my body moving, being in the sun, or like nature is just, I don't know what it is about nature, but there's something about it that just like shifts everything into much a better place for me. but yeah, so, and I want to say too, I know I like to babble apparently. So hopefully you've understood the message of what I've been trying to say. And if you haven't built your social media platform like this, with the awareness that it could all go away tomorrow and ready for that change and built all these skills up that you can transfer to wherever you're gonna go, it's not too late. You still have time. Like, yeah, it could all go away tomorrow. It's highly unlikely that it'll just go away tomorrow, like literally tomorrow. Sorry, the hair is blowing in my face. Very unpleasant. So it could all go away tomorrow. Probably not gonna. Even if TikTok does get banned, it's going to be at least 6 months to a year, with all the processes that have to go through and blah, blah, blah. Could it be expedited? Very possibly. Who knows? But the likelihood of it going away tomorrow is pretty slim. So you do still have time. So if you haven't yet built these skills and built for the future instead of just for the platform that's working right now, there's still time to do that. Get on other platforms, start learning how marketing and copy and all of these different things work, because yes, it's going to be different whenever changes happen. There's going to be a learning curve, but if you've built the foundation of all of these skills up, you're going to be fine when the new platform comes, when you have to go to a new platform, or when you have to go to a new source for growing your audience, being a performer, or whatever it is that you're doing. And even if you're not a performer, like honestly, anybody who's doing social media has become a performer. You could be giving facts, but there's still a performance aspect of it when you're doing that. And I really hope this makes sense. If you have questions, please let me know. You can find me at Brixenta anywhere. My business email is no longer, because I had to pause my website because it just wasn't worth investing money into right now. I haven't been using it enough. So email's probably not a great option. But if you have questions about this, leave a comment here. I think you can leave a comment here. I don't know if I would see it, honestly. Leaving a comment somewhere else would probably be a better idea. Leave a comment on one of my posts on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, wherever. Where I am everywhere. Those are the ones that I'm most active on, though. I'm on Pinterest and some other sites too, but and I'm on Clapper at Brixenta. So I'm at Brixenta everywhere. That's where you can find me. If you have questions, please let me know, because I know this topic is really important, and I know that I did not cover everything, but that's all I can think of at the moment. I'll probably be back to cover some more when I can think of it. Right now I can't think of it, but if you have questions, I will definitely want to cover those. So please let me know at Brixenta, BRIXENTA, just like it is on here. And I love you. I believe in you. Dream big. Take action.